Hiya, welcome to Into It. I'm Daniel Welsh, and as usual, I'm here with Rachel McGraw and Ash Percival. Today, we're chatting all things Brit Awards because it was the ceremony this week. And we've got a lot to get through. First off, how are yous? And did yous have a good Brit Awards?
Did yous enjoy yourselves?
Yeah, it was, well, we worked in the office and covered it
what
there.
A nice so time, we had a nice time.
We had a nice time. We had a pizza and a bottle of wine,
yeah,
didn't we?
It was very romantic. That lady in the tram.
I feel quite jealous. Yeah. I watched it at home. And then went to the party afterwards. The best way to do it, I think.
I mean, yeah. I feel
you had a very different evening to us, I feel.
I feel like our low-key evening in the office isn't something to be jealous of when you were in an after party. How was it? Did you have fun?
Yeah, it was good. It was really fun. Went to the Warner one. Did some celeb spotting. Enjoyed the complimentary drinks. So it was good.
And you got a pretty good selfie as well,
got
right?
A good selfie with Stormzy. My night was made.
Nicely done. Obviously, the big subject at this year's Brit Awards was diversity. Graham was massively represented in the categories and the nominations, and it seemed like the Academy was taking deliberate strides to kind of make sure that artists of all ethnicities were being represented across the board. That was the aim. Did they actually pull it off in reality, do we think?
No, I don't think they did at all.
No, why not? What happened? What happened, Rachel? Tell
us
about it.
What happened is that all of the kind of people they'd bigged up and they'd said, you know, we're finally, you know, we've got Skepta's going to perform and he's nominated for 3 awards leading the way. Stormzy's nominated Kano, you know, Wiley was there to enjoy his first night out at the Brits. And what actually happened was none of these people won awards. And that was that. Same as every other year. What was the point in nominating them, really?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was, you know, it was... It got people talking about these mm-hmm. people, I guess. It highlighted them. I mean, Skepta had the 3 most nominations out of anybody.
Joint with Little Mix.
So, you know, he was the artist to watch this year and he did perform as well.
I think the problem is as well, they really, really sold it. Like, I feel like as a viewer and as a fan of the Brit Awards, I was sold that this was going to be the year that it was going to change. And I kind of tuned in to watch that happen. And then for that not to happen made the whole viewing experience just... I sort of tumbled into a pit of despair.
Yeah, I mean, it was very disappointing. I had the exact same thing at the Brits as I did at the Grammys.
Yes.
When Adele won... So Adele won Song of the Year first, I think. And it was the same when David Bowie won the first of the awards Skepta was up for. And I thought, oh, well, that's nice. David Bowie got one.
Yeah, it was Best Male was the first one, wasn't it?
Yeah, Best Male. So David Bowie got that. And I thought, well, that's nice. Skepta will get one of the other two. And then we'll all have a nice headline. Yeah. And we'll all get on with our lives. And then David Bowie won the next one and it was like, okay, Skepta, you know, he's still got a chance. And then he didn't win any of them in the end. But Rag and Bone Man won Breakthrough.
Yeah, yeah. I think that one was the big... But that was audience voted, that category.
That should have been Stormzy's, so I think.
I guess that wasn't in the hands of the Academy. That was sort of in the hands of the public. So
but the public can't be trusted.
Which
sorry.
British Breakthrough.
Yeah.
I think it was
Radio 1 listeners, yeah.
Well, you know what, Radio 1 listeners? Sort it out.
Yeah. I think it's just disappointing because, like, Best British Male was the one I really thought Skepta would take. And I'm not going to begrudge David Bowie. Black Star was amazing. Yeah. He was, like, a visionary until the end. You know,
what an amazing
important artist. But what you've fundamentally done is you've said that in the last 12 months, a man who died 13 months ago has been the best offering that we've got.
Yeah. But I'm also still really confused about the release of David Bowie's album and the timings for... the Brit Awards nominations, it sort of fitted.
I think it was slightly too late because it was the second week of January. So I've got a feeling it was slightly too late for the last one. But this is the thing, like you've picked David Bowie for Best Male over 4 artists who've been out there, who've been touring, who've been kind of making waves and doing different things all year. And it's just a bit, I just felt disappointed. Really.
I felt disappointed too, especially because, you know, these British artists didn't get the recognition. International artists... You know, we had Beyoncé won Best International Female, didn't bother to record a video message, didn't send anybody to collect it. And I just thought, you know what, Beyoncé, good on you. You got better things to do, haven't you? Drake recorded a message. He was Best International Male, is that right? So, you know, these people, they were actually getting the recognition internationally. And yet it feels like our homegrown talent, they're not getting...
I guess
props.
It's still, as much as, you know, they are breaking into the mainstream, it's like they're still not the mainstream artists like your Olly Murs is. You're like the people that you hear on the radio
all the
time.
Olly Murs is boring. Like, we're not going to look back in 10 years and be like, God, what a visionary Olly Murs was. Like, you look at these grime artists, like Stormzy's album came out.
That's literally what we said. Like, the things he did to bring Trilby's into the mainstream. What a wonderful.
He's a lovely lad, but like Stormzy's album came out today, released completely independently. Like, he hasn't even got a record label. And when you look at what he's managed, like, it's extraordinary. And it's just madness, really. I really felt they were going to make the changes, and they didn't.
It was a shame. The second thing that I want to talk about is the Brit Icon Award, which is kind of tying into what you've just said about Stormzy and all the work that he's done. So this year, Robbie Williams was named Brit Icon. He's one of three people who've ever won that title. The other two are David Bowie, the aforementioned, and Elton John. And so Robbie did this big performance of all songs off his new album, which I thought was quite cheeky and I quite enjoyed as well. It was very like, he also walked on and said, "We can all go home soon," which I thought was good. But so speaking of Brit Icon, so Robbie Williams is the latest addition. Looking around at the kind of British talent that I've got today, do we think that we have anybody who might be able to follow in those footsteps?
Well, for me, like Robbie is my like Brit's icon. He's the guy that I grew up listening to. Mm-hmm. You know, I followed his career. I still listen to his songs. I bought the new album. Like, he's been there for like 18, 19 years.
Yeah.
So I was really pleased he got given that award. But I kind of think now, like, is there anyone that's kind of been around for 20 odd years that is still making music and is still sort of making an impression upon people? And, you know, you could argue Adele has kind of earned that status. But I think the term icon kind of implies sort of a really long spanning career.
Yeah.
And she's still sort of only 7, 8 years into releasing stuff. So I don't know. I think it might be a bit early for someone like her, but I'm kind of at a loss.
Someone
of...
like her?
Oh,
you don't, mate. I agree, though. I think in 15, 20 years, we could see Adele taking on Icon. It depends what she does next. Because, I mean, you know, she's great at what she does. But in terms of, you know, if you look at somebody like David Bowie, and everything he achieved,
it's
and
impact,
everything.
Impact, isn't it?
That's like, exactly what it is.
Because obviously we can't give it to her because she's not British. But someone like Beyonce, like, you look at what she did with Lemonade and you look at kind of like the cultural impact that that had.
Yeah.
And then when you look kind of on this side of the pond, there's nobody stepping up.
Do you know
I don't
what,
think.
As well, with Beyonce, people go on about Lemonade, but also the album before that. When she was the first person, I mean, as far as I'm aware, she was the first person, sorry if somebody else was, but she was pretty much the first major artist to just, you wake up on the Friday morning, and oh look, there's a new Beyonce album.
With videos for every single song.
12 music videos for every single song. And you know, she's addressing themes she'd never addressed before, and everybody's talking about it. You know, she says on Formation, she says, you know, you're that bitch when you cause all this conversation. And that's what she does. She's a provocateur.
We just don't have anyone that's like stepping up at all, I don't think.
I mean, yeah, David Bowie was the big winner. I'm thinking, who's the big winners at the Brits this year? It was David Bowie, and he's already got it. Yeah. And obviously, he's now died. Like, the people, his contemporaries, I don't even think are worthy of that title.
Well, I think as well, like you said, you know, Robbie Williams is what you kind of like grew up listening to. And I think about what I've listened to, like, in my teens and stuff. And it's bands like Arctic Monkeys, who've had, like, you know, loads of albums. They're really great.
And it'd be interesting to see, I think, if they start including bands in that.
But then as much as I love them, to be fair, I'm now going to make the case for them. Because I think their music changed what it was to be an indie band. And I think they did quite a lot. And they have had an impact. But it's just not on the same kind of level, I don't think.
Yeah. I think, I'll tell you who would have been good had they not split up 2 years into their career, the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
They achieved a lot in a really short amount of time. And you know what? There was a period in, say, the early 2000s when their music was, like, poison to listen to or mention. But now, with enough hindsight, you look at it, and every single that they released was amazing.
Yeah, it was great.
Every single one
I listened
was
to
good.
That Greatest Hits album at the weekend, and it was great.
They're amazing. They're really well-crafted
songs. I don't know what the criteria for that award is. I'd be interested to know, because is it a case of they have to still be making music now to receive that, or can it be given retrospectively?
I think it's... Do you have anything to promote at the moment, and can you come down?
I don't think Robbie Williams had anything on that night, did he? To be fair to Robbie as well, when I heard that he was Brit's icon, I thought, if you look at Elton John and you look at David Bowie, is Robbie Williams really worthy of that? But actually, he's done a lot of really great stuff. He's had a really long career, and he's had a lot of, you know, the word icon, he's had a lot of really iconic...
And he's such a performer as well.
Yeah. But when you think about when we were kids, do you remember the rock DJ video?
Yeah.
Like that was so controversial. And
I wasn't allowed to watch it.
Well, yeah.
Well, it got set. I remember it used to get censored on TV because
And also, have you watched it? No, I remember that all the time.
I remember like when the internet finally became a thing and getting to like watch the end of it. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to actually see what it's all about. Nothing.
Yeah.
It's pointless.
I tell you, I think is
simpler times.
The title icon who's of our generation is Amy Winehouse, but again, she had such a short career before she sadly died. And so, you know, she's not really up for that kind of title. But I think that the Brits should honour her at some point.
Yeah.
Because she was so important, and she did change music, you know, after she kind of brought jazz and that bluesy kind of sound back. And she was just so great. And even just like looking at her, she looked like a star. Like,
she was just a trailblazer, wasn't she? Yeah. I just think at the moment there's just, you look at like pop and you look at like indie bands and stuff, there's just no one kind of taking on that mantle and doing things.
Yeah, and people are good. People are good at what they're doing, but they're not quite on that level. No. I think the only person really is Beyoncé, and she's not British.
God, yeah. You really wanted to get that award, don't you?
Well, no, she's not. She can't have it because she's not British, but if she was, she would deserve it because she's the only person, I think, of our generation who's actually doing anything, yeah. Like doing anything worth. And you know, the people who I really like, so like Rihanna and people like that, Lady Gaga, Lady Gaga at her best, they're great, but they're not quite.
It's like Adele, like you mentioned her earlier, like I love Adele, I think she's brilliant. But it's just like she's just not quite there. It's like there's just such a big step up, I think.
Yeah.
Holding out for Ollie Murs, to be honest.
I'm holding out for Ollie Murs too.
The day that happens.
You know what? We'll be sorry when we wake up tomorrow and Ollie Murs has done a secret album with 12 music videos, each one taking on a different cultural theme. We'll be eating our words. I want to talk about the Brits in general this year, the ceremony, because it's 20 years since Jerry Halliwell, speaking of the Spice Girls, wore that iconic Union Jack dress.
Oh, what a
moment.
At the
1997 ceremony. 20 years now. And that was an amazing Brits moment. When you think about the Brits, that's the first thing that comes into my mind.
Yeah.
That's an iconic image. Jerry Halliwell should get the Brits icon.
I think she should. I mean, I don't think she gets her due. I think genuinely she's done so much. You know, she wrote all those Spice Girls songs. And people go on about, sorry, we've detoured slightly, but people go on and on about Gary Barlow being an amazing songwriter and changing the game for boy bands. But the Spice Girls, all five of them, they've all got writing credits on everything they've ever released. And yet people just assume that they didn't write them.
This could segue massively, but that is generally what happens, isn't it? You see it with Taylor Swift, you know, for All of Her Faults, people are like, yeah, but she doesn't write her songs. No, she does. Yeah, she writes everything.
She never done since she was 15 years old. I mean, fair enough, if you listen to that early stuff, you can tell she was a kid. But she was a kid, so you can't hold that up against, you know, the greatest songwriter in the world. Anyway, that's not quite what I wanted to talk about, but I'm glad that I got that off my chest, everyone. Watching this year's ceremony, it was kind of lacking in moments.
I mean, Daniel, you're being polite.
Yeah.
It was dull.
It was boring.
I mean, it was really bloody boring, wasn't it?
I think I skipped the last half hour to put my makeup on. Like, yeah, I just was done.
I mean, I don't want to be shady, but half an hour, put your makeup on, all right. Tell you we're going out. Tell you we're partying.
Thanks.
sorry about that. What do the Brits need to do for next year to get it back to its former glory? What steps need to be taken?
The thing
here?
Is, So when you sort of look back at Brit's history, I'm never sure whether we look back at it with sort of like rose-tinted glasses being like, oh, the Brits used to be so great and they used to be so anarchic and edgy. Like, were they?
Or were we just told they were?
So I'd love to actually watch an entire like Brits from like 1997 or something to see what it was actually like, rather than just see if it's my memory of it that thinks
that's
it was
that way. That's an interesting point because, yeah, you know, when you're a kid and you're watching the Brits, if somebody tells you something's edgy and you're 9 years old, then yeah, you're going to believe that it's edgy because, you know, 9-year-olds don't have much grasp of
even
what
that
just is.
But the thing is, because there are moments from Brit Awards, like just even across the whole sort of time, we always talk about Rihanna and the Klaxons, and like there are like many moments. Whereas when I think of like the last 4 years,
you just got
Madonna falling on her ass, and that's kind of
and that was an accident. That wasn't someone going, let's create a moment.
And Kanye being censored.
Again, that's not really a moment. I mean, I'm a huge Madonna fan, so I'm biased, but it's not really a moment that I actually want to remember because it wasn't a feel-good moment, was it? But it wasn't even like an edgy, it wasn't Robbie Williams and Liam Gallagher having a fight. It was just,
or people storming the stage.
Yeah,
or
I think a woman falling on her ass.
I think that's the problem. I think the problem kind of lies with like the music industry and the people that we have nowadays. Ed Sheeran seems like a lovely lad. It's not going to disrupt anything, is he?
No.
Little Mix, again, brilliant. I absolutely adore them. Their performance was great. They're not going to go on stage and do something outrageous. I just think that we used to have these kind of characters.
Yeah.
Who would do things. We had Jerry Halliwell, we had the Gallaghers, you know, and I think those people just don't really exist now.
Well, also, I think another big thing for me was, you sort of touched on it there, was the collaborations. Mm. You know, and we did have two collaborations this year. We had, I'm trying to think who it was.
Ed Sheeran and Stormzy.
Ed Sheeran and Stormzy. And that was a legit good, I mean, it wasn't an iconic Brits moment for the history books, but it was nice to see Stormzy getting to come on stage with Ed Sheeran. And
And we had Coldplay and the Chainsmokers, right?
Yeah.
But the common thing with both of them is they're both promoting like current sync, like sort of their current releases.
Yeah.
What I want is like, you know, them reworking something sort of along the lines of like when Kylie and Justin like teamed up and like did that mashup together.
Just because they didn't, you know, they weren't flogging anything. They were just there just because
just
it was the Brits.
Exactly. Mm.
Bjork and PJ Harvey, they came out, you know, Diana Ross and Jamiroquai, they came out just because. It wasn't to promote an album or anything like that. It was just
the thing,
like,
is,
I've seen people perform
for the moment, for the laugh.
I've seen like Ed Sheeran perform like Shape of You like 100 times. I've seen Little Mix perform Shout Out to My Ex 100 times. I don't need to see it at the Brits.
It's about how we present British music as well. It's like the Brit Awards is kind of us presenting to the rest of the world and saying, okay, this is what we've got. And it was all just bland. Like, you know, show something a little bit different. Show something like cool and fun.
Or like, If a new pop star is going to come back and it's going to be the first, like if Adele like came back with a brand new album and she performed for the first time and it was the first time anyone had heard that song, that would be a moment.
Well, the moment was someone like you, because people didn't really know that song. And you know, when she did that in 2012, you see, I completely agree. And then she came back last year and did When We Were Young, and it was great. But also it was like, oh,
we've heard this song many times before.
I've seen you stand and sing before, and your voice is great, but come on. Like, you know, you mentioned Beyonce.
Yeah, Beyonce at this year's Grammys, she did two songs that she hasn't performed live. You know, so what did she do? Sandcastles
and Love Drought.
Love Drought. Like, two that she hasn't been performing from the album in this amazing, like, spectacle. So that's proof, you know, that was a record that came out last April.
Every award show performance Beyonce's done this year for the Eliminated Era has been completely...
God, should we just rename this podcast the Beyonce podcast?
Because she's the only person who's doing anything worth commenting on.
Little Mix. Like, they did Shout Out to My Ex. Everyone who watched the Brit Awards probably saw them do that on X Factor when they kind of debuted it. And that X Factor performance was more of a moment.
Yeah, it was.
Than what they did at the Brit.
I mean, for all their faults, I think that performance of Lady Gaga at the Grammys was... you know, something the Brits could learn from. I'm not saying that was a great performance, but in
yeah, she wasn't promoting anything.
You know, they teamed. It was two unlikely people teamed up, did something different. Yeah.
Right. I'm going to sum this up. I'm just going to say, here's what we need at the Brits next year. Number one, Beyonce. Number two, Ollie Mears. All right. So last week, if you recall, we all sat down and gave our predictions for who we thought was going to win. And now it's time to review those and see who got the most right. And spoiler alert, Mystic Meg, we are not. None of us be put in the lottery on this week. So the first category was British solo male. Rachel, you went for Skepta. I also went for Skepta. And Ash, you went for David Bowie, who obviously went on to win it. What do we think of that category, by the way? Do we think that was a deserving win for David Bowie? I think it kind of was. I think it would be nice to see Skepta win.
Yeah.
I think I'd have rather seen David Bowie win the album award and someone else win best male.
That's what I think. Because album is like, obviously the album alone. Best male, like I said earlier, you've essentially said that somebody who literally wasn't alive has had a better year than four people who were alive and doing lots of different things.
Yeah, that's both of you are right, actually, yeah. Anyway, Ash, well done for getting that David Bowie was going to win it. British solo female, Emily Sandé got it. Not being funny, but I did say that she was going to win. So Emily Sandé is number one fan over here. Rachel, you also said Emily Sandé.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Nice one for both of us.
I'm just really certain, you know.
Ash, you said Leanne LaHavas.
Yeah, there was thinking behind that.
Well, I've got it written down. You said that they usually choose somebody who's left field. Yeah. And they don't come more left field than Emily Sandé. Speaking of provocative artists, my goodness, if she pushes that envelope any further... can't even bother to finish that sentence. That's how uninterested by Emily Sandé I am. British group, 1975 won, everybody, which we said, Ash, me and you went for the 1975. I know, Rachel, you did as well.
Yeah, I did as well, I didn't want them to win, but I said that they would.
Yeah, well done, all of us. And well done, the 1975, for winning. And well done, Denise Welsh.
That was my next sentence, Daniel.
For giving birth to a Brit Award winner. Do we think that the 1975 should have won that award? You obviously just...
I just don't like them. I don't care for them. No, give it to Little Mix.
Do you know what? I actually agree. if you remember last week, I was proper flying the flag for the 1975, but I watched their performance and I actually thought it was really dull.
Right, thank you. This is what happened
to me.
I liked it. I really
like the musically. I like the album. I think the album is bloody brilliant, but that performance, I just wasn't... I didn't enjoy it. I like the choir.
I like that they caused a bit of a, oh, what's going on here? Because people on Twitter clearly hadn't seen the video.
Yeah,
before.
That was the Brits moment of the year, was people thinking that they'd been hacked. I think that says it all. British single was Little Mix's Shout Out to My Ex. Ash, well done, because you got that.
Thanks. Oh, I'm doing well. I got three.
Rachel, you said Zayn. What's going on there?
I think I just thought that he would get something. He didn't even turn up, did he? This is what I mean. I was so full of hope for this ceremony and I was let down on all sides.
It was you know what? It was nice when they won, though.
It was good.
It was nice seeing
them
react.
I'm glad they won. Like, I'm glad that happened.
They got that first Brit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want them to win anymore now because then they'll overtake Girls Aloud as in Brit's history.
Well, don't worry. If they've got to get another one to catch up with Rag and Bone Man, a man who has no album.
No, he does. It came out last week, Rachel.
Oh, for God's sake.
Can we please not give Rag and Bone Man any promo on this podcast? That is absolutely not what I'm here for. I thought Rockabye was going to win, by the way, speaking of bland pop stars, and it didn't.
I don't know. I don't think I know what that song is.
Oh, you do, man. Sean Paul.
Song. Oh.
Clean Bandit and Sean Paul.
Okay, I do, I think.
And Anne-Marie.
And Anne-Marie. Sorry. You're standing with some odd people today, Ashley. Oh, just Rag and Bone Man and Anne-Marie. And finally, British album was David Bowie's Black Star, as we've already discussed. Who said that they were going to... No one said that.
What did you say, Ash?
I think I said 1975.
Yeah, we all said 1975. Rachel, you wanted Skepta, but you said 1975, and we were wrong. So... Lola, all of us. So, Ash, well done, because you won the Brit prediction.
Ash.
Thanks. What do I get?
A Brit award from me. I'll construct it later. You can look forward to my handiwork.
Great, can't wait.
So, just to end on, let's just sum up this year's Brit Awards. Best performance of the night. Ash, best performance?
Do you know what? None of them. If I had to say someone, I would say Little Mix. But equally, I'm just... Nah, not
Rachel,
asked.
Best performance?
It probably was Skepta, but I wouldn't know because they muted half of it.
Mm. Yeah, that was a shame. I'm going to go for George Michael, not Chris Martin, but it was just so nice to hear George Michael's voice at the Brits. I thought that was a good tribute to him. I liked that they incorporated his voice because I think nobody can live up to him. So just put him on the big screen, have everybody applaud him. Best moment of the night. I know we've just been talking about how there were no iconic moments.
Well, my moment of the night actually happened on the red carpet after the event on a Twitter video, which you shared with the group prior to this podcast.
Oh, yes.
And it's a video of Little Mix completely off their faces after winning their Brit Award, speaking to reporters on the red carpet.
Oh, yeah.
They'd had a few wines.
It was a fabulous video.
And it also features...
I recommend to everybody check it out.
It also features a fabulous line from Perry as she's leaving the reporter. She goes, steak tartare!
Ridiculous. Rachel, best moment of the night?
My best moment of the night also didn't take place at the actual ceremony. It took place at the party when I got to meet Stormzy and told him he was robbed. And he said, don't worry, I feel like I won every award just by being there. And I thought, you know what? You're a brilliant man. So that was my moment of the night.
Completely shameless name drop.
I don't even well care.
Done. Well done, you.
I have to get something out of this week. Yeah. And that was it.
Podcast exclusive from Rachel there. My moment was the house falling off the stage. Do you know what? Now that I know that the dancer is all right, because I was a bit concerned when I first watched it, but the Brits have said they're all right. Now we can just have a good laugh at it.
It's always funny, isn't it? Someone falling over is always funny.
Unless it's Madonna. People falling over is always funny, but people falling over when their dress is the house off the stage. That's doubly funny. I mean, that's right. It's one of you know those moments where something's so funny that you don't actually laugh, you just watch and are like, I'm so glad that this exists.
But the thing is, no one really picked up on it at the time.
I didn't see it happen
on the show. It was only people on Twitter that I saw.
Yeah. Rachel, star of the show, who was it?
This is a bit left field because I don't think there really was a star of the show. It was all quite boring. But I really enjoyed when Dermot was interviewing someone and Stella McCartney was stuck behind. And she spent about 2 minutes just trying to hide. And that was probably the only bit of the ceremony I actually laughed out loud at. So Stella McCartney, you're my star of the Brit Awards.
Nice. Ash, star of the Brit Awards.
You stole mine because mine is the house.
The house
falling
off the stage.
The house has won twice now.
That was the star of the show.
Give them a Brit Award.
My star of the show was Little Mix's wigs. They were on the red carpet with completely different hair, and then they came out carried by a load of buff men
wearing wigs.
They were living your dream, Daniel.
Say, if there's two things in this world that I love, it's buff men and wigs. And just seeing them put together in a little mixed musical number, it made my night. Right, well, we'll be back next week when we'll be chatting about things that aren't the Brit Awards. So hooray. See you then. Laters!